USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The California Department of Public Health said Saturday that capacity in the intensive care units at some hospitals have fallen below 15% due to COVID-19. That means more lockdowns in the state to try and slow the spread of the virus. New restrictions affecting over 27 million Californians begin today and last for at least 3 weeks. No dining in restaurants, salons, movie theaters, and many other businesses are closed. Supermarkets and shopping centers are operating at 20% capacity. Fox News spoke with business owners who are just trying to adapt and stay alive.
We've invested in changing and adapting our business to be pandemic friendly. And then, you know, the changes come again.
It's really hard to keep a business going when the changes are happening constantly.
There were a record 25,000 confirmed cases on Friday, 1.3 million statewide since the pandemic started. USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Most of the lights are back on after the first big winter storm of the season knocked down power to tens of thousands across New England. The system brought high winds and heavy snow to the region Saturday. The power outage website says over 196,000 customers lost power in Maine and over 46,000 in New Hampshire. Thousands lost power in Connecticut, where local forecasters also warned of black ice on the roads as temperatures dipped below freezing overnight. The actor who played Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley has died. David Lander was 73. His wife says he died from multiple sclerosis that he had been battling for more than half his life. Lander and his comedic partner Michael McKean played Lenny and Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley, which ran from 1976 to 1983. Jimmy Buffett is no longer wasting away in his Florida mansion. The New York Post says the Margaritaville singer sold his three-bedroom Palm Beach mansion for $7.6 million in late November. He also has homes in Beverly Hills and St. Bart's in the Caribbean. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The MLB gets into a legal fight. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
Major League Baseball and all 30 of its teams are suing their insurance providers, citing billions of dollars in losses during the 2020 season, played almost entirely without fans due to the coronavirus pandemic. The suit, filed in California Superior Court in Alameda County, says its providers, AIG, Factory Mutual, and Interstate Fire and Casualty Company, have refused to pay claims made by Major League Baseball, despite the league's at-risk policy purchases. Major League Baseball did postpone the beginning of the season, and then once it began, teams were limited to 60 games for the regular season, down from 162. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In the NFL, Week 13 kicks off in an hour. Some of the featured matchups include the Saints at the Falcons, the Jaguars at the Vikings, the Lions travel to the Bears, the Browns are at the Titans, the Bengals take on the Dolphins, and the Colts are at the Texans. Also, the Giants visit the Seahawks and the Rams at the Cardinals. The Sunday night matchup, the Broncos at the Chiefs. The much-to-do game between the top two teams in college basketball didn't happen yesterday. Less than 90 minutes before Gonzaga and Baylor were set to tip off, the game was postponed due to two positive COVID-19 tests. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.